The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Hello, everybody. This is your outdoor buddy, Chauncey. That's right. Coming to you from the Chicagoland Fishing Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois. Oh, man, there is so much there. There are great deals on tons and tons of gear there. I saw in, like, I'm not exaggerating, in 10 minutes, I saw 15 kids catch rainbow trout. It was unreal. There's all kinds of great seminars, programs. Brandon Polinick's there. There are so many people there that you can really enjoy a day at the show. And you know what? It's cold outside. So come on to the show. Have some fun, you know. Nothing wrong with that. Stop by, talk to us, and, you know, we'll just enjoy ourselves. But no, really, pretty much everything is spun around that show. This is the big show of the year. For the outdoors. And yeah, we have a lot of great shows. We have the All Canada show. We have the Muskie show, the Tinley Park show, all these other shows. But this one is 110,000 square feet of stuff. That's a technical term, stuff. 110,000 square feet of stuff. And really, there's so many cool things. Hey, they even got birds of prey there, a hog trough. You got to say it like that, hog trough. And, you know, just come on out and let's have some fun with this. But you know what? While I was there, I found my good buddy Rick Stegowski from Daiwa, and he said, hey, Chauncey, we've got 19 different new programs this year for people to get free stuff when you buy something from Daiwa. And I said, Rick, hold on. Let's start to talk with the microphone. Here's Rick Stegowski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you got it, man. We are at the big show, the Biggie Show. We're talking a show that has over 110,000 square feet of outdoor stuff at the Schaumburg Renaissance Center, and we're with Rick Stegelski, who is from Daiwa. You have some things here that nobody's got anywhere else in the country, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got a brand new musky rod. It's called a Pro-X Stein that is just being released here at the show. There's three different sizes. It's not available to buy here at the show, but it is available to buy along with the promotion where we're giving away two free Bessie baits. And how that works is we're going to have you order the rod here at the show. And then basically you qualify for the Bessie baits here after you purchase it.
Wait a minute. We're talking, the Bessie baits were brought out last year. These are hot. I mean, hot. Yeah. They're gorgeous. They're big. They ain't cheap. I'm not saying that they're, you know.
They're $70 a piece.
How much were they?
$70 a piece. And you get two of them.
How do I do this again?
Come by and you buy one of the brand new Pro-X Stein musky rods.
All right. That's just one of the deals you got going on.
It's just one. We have 19 deals going on this year.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's driving me crazy. So, I mean, we've got our usual, the Tatula, with a brand new AFCO shirt that we're giving out, which is just gorgeous. And we always change up to different models. This is kind of a light blue shirt. It's a 50 SPF feature, but very nice, comfortable feeling shirt.
Okay, what else we got?
So we've got a deal on the TDI rods, which we introduced last year, where you get a free tackle, a free one of our little D-boxes that you can get. On Kage, we have a deal. When you buy any Kage rod or reel, you're going to get one of the Kage dry bags. Now, last year we did this deal, but you had to buy both a rod and reel. This year we're just doing it. You have to buy one rod and one reel. And that's about an $80 value for a dry bag. And everybody keeps asking, where do I get them? Where do I get them? So that is also a great deal here at the show. And then we have a couple. We are introducing a new X-Braid 8 here at the show. So they have their standard braid line. They have a finesse line, but our sinking line is drawing a lot of interest from a lot of guys who keep getting wind knots when they're trying to cast into the wind using your 10 or lighter pound test braid. And I've got from quite a few guys who we've given it to try, they can't believe how well it works not getting air knots. And what's neat about here at the show, these are $24.99 a spool. At the show, we're doing a buy one, get one free. So it's a great opportunity to try a new braid here at the show, whether it be the regular, if it be the finesse, or if it be the sinking at the show here.
So, I mean, really, what you just said, okay, they're $24.99, but really it's $12 a piece. If you buy one, get one free, you've cut your costs in half.
Yes. And what's nice is you can try two different lines. If you're not sure which one you want to use, you can get a finesse, you can get a sinking. You can get a regular or a finesse or sinking, depending on what you want to do. So, yeah, that's a great deal. And then we do have, again, have the baits where when you buy, you know, you get the evergreen baits, you get a free one. You buy Bessie's, which is $70 bait we were talking about here at the show. It's a buy one, get one free. And then also with Daiwa baits, you buy a Daiwa bait, you get a free Daiwa bait. So that,
all I can say is I'm going to be over in the Daiwa booth here checking out a lot of different baits, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm working the Redemption Center, and sometimes I want to get away just because there's so many of these other redemptions going on. This is the most we've ever had. Normally, we might have 10, you know, something like that, but this year we have 19 of them. So, I mean, there's free stuff galore out here.
Yeah. All right. Now, what else we got going on? Once again, this is all at the Daiwa and the Daiwa Redemption booth at the Schaumburg Convention Center at the big Chicagoland Fishing Expo here that runs, you know, Saturday and Sunday. And you got to come out and check this out because this is absolutely unbelievable.
Yes. I mean, we have some of the new reels out also that we've got here. We have a lot of the new rods out here that are available. Some are your price point rods and that $59 to $79 ones. Some are a little bit more money. But yeah, there's a lot of guys out here that will help you find the rod or reel that you are looking for.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. What other things that we had here that we want to make sure that we mention? Was there anything else? No? Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure because these are some unbelievable deals. And, you know, one of the things about Daiwa, Daiwa reels and rods have proven to me they're well made. They've been proven to me to last. They've been proven to many anglers. And while, you know, people will hear of other rod and reel makers and other companies, you know, Daiwa is showing you that, hey, we're making a solid reel before we want to throw it out there. So the consumer knows it's going to work. The reel, the rods are going to work the way they should. Not have this pop off, not have that pop off. These are the things that are going to be going. And these Bessie baits, I mean, you've seen it. Those Bessie baits, it's, you know, you almost want to fillet the thing. I mean, that's how good they look. But, I mean, you've gotten reports of every place that has used them, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of guys have been using, you know, it doesn't matter. They have the three different versions. So they have the floater, the slow sink, and the fast sink. And all the different versions have been doing very well in both the bass market and in the musky market.
Really? And a lot of people will look at them and only say musky. And it's not, right?
No, it's not. Originally, it was designed that way. But all of a sudden, the guys in California on the deltas out there, they were throwing them. And that trailed over here to the Midwest, where even when we first came out with them, I mean, the first show that we did with them, we sold like 60 baits. And I'm going to say 40 of them were sold to bass guys. So, yeah, I don't know. I just, It's amazing. You come out with stuff not thinking the different ways that it can be fished.
Now, one of the things at the show on Saturday, you have, as I like to put it, the Midwest's favorite bass professional angler who doesn't live in the Midwest, comes out of Wyoming, I think, or Idaho. And you have Brandon Pollinick coming, right?
Yes, Brandon will be here. I believe he's going to be here both, is it Saturday and Sunday, I think? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, yeah, he'll be in the booth talking to people, giving seminars and stuff like that. Yes.
And that's the one thing is you can ask somebody, and this is no offense to anyone who works for Daiwa, but you're not asking somebody who works for the company about that reel. You're asking a guy or even a lady who uses this stuff on the water and says, hey, what about this rod? What about this reel and that rod? Can you talk to me about this? And people like Brandon will give you more than the time you would ever expect them to do, right?
Yes. Brandon is awesome with talking with people. And I will say, even in the booth, we have some of our product specialists that fish a lot of tournaments where some of them are doing the was it the bass, the ones that they qualify for, the qualifiers, you know, or MLF and stuff like that. And all of them are very experienced fishermen. And what's neat is if you have questions about techniques, reels, and rods, you know, I mean, they're there to help everybody that comes into the booth.
Because, I mean, Brandon will say to you, hey, listen, I was working this stump area in this such and such a lake, and I was working it around there, and I, you know, I took my adjustment and set the reel so I wasn't going to snap anything. I wanted to have that line loose enough. And he's going to tell you all of this where you're not going to hear that from somebody from the corporate office. And I don't mean any bad about that at all. I don't mean it. But, you know, you're talking to the mechanic who working on your car. You're not talking to the guy in Detroit.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're talking about guys who are out there using the equipment and how they work. So, yeah.
Now, once again, I just want to go over a couple of the big sale items that you got going on here that everybody needs to take a real hard look at.
Well, if we have like 20 minutes, I could go through all 19 of them. But I will say, I mean, we've got a deal here with the hoodies that everybody loves. We are doing that again. We did up it for a $400 purchase, you're gonna get a tackle bag that's like an $80 value. Of course, the Pro-X Stein rods with the two free Bessies is a big deal. TDI rods, we got a special on. Tatulas, of course, with that $60 shirt that you're getting, and then with the Kages with that dry pack that you're getting is awesome. Yeah,
so really. And when you come, if you're saying, wait a minute, that's a lot of information to process, Chauncey. If you're coming to the show, and it's not an if, when you walk in the door at this show, you literally hand the woman your ticket, you walk in the door, right there, 30 feet in front of you, is the Daiwa booth and the Redemption Center, right?
Yes, it's right there in front of you. Yep.
This is so cool. I mean, this is where people can learn how to touch, feel, get a sense, and then you can plan the rest of your shopping because, okay, I want to get this, and this, and I want these free products, so that's how I'm going to do it.
Yes, and I will put a teaser out there because although, no, you cannot buy these, but at the Bassmaster Classic last year, we introduced Koya Fujito's rods, and they're $1,300 a piece. We have three of them here, so if somebody at least wants to see the technology that Daiwa does with rods, which is pretty cool. It's almost like going to, you know, an auto show and you're looking at that, you know, $500,000 Lamborghini that, yeah, probably most of us will never buy, right. But it's kind of cool to be able to sit in it and say, hey, I sat in this car. And I do have three of them here. And everybody goes to me, what did you bring them for? You can't get them. I said, because this is a show where people like to see things that they might not be able to get, but they can still come in and pick it up and shake the rod and see what it's like.
Just like the auto show, you got to kick the tires, hold the seat, and sit in the seat and grab the steering wheel, then feel it, you know, and dream about the big one that you're going to catch this year.
Yes, and then what we could do is after you're done feeling those, then we could take you over and show you the real man's rods and reels that everybody loves to fish with.
Exactly. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And I know you want everybody to come down, stop at the Daiwa booth, say, hey, listen, I heard you guys on Chauncey's show this morning, and find out what's going on out here, because there's other things that we didn't even get to that they're doing at the two Daiwa areas here. So be part of it. Be fun. Think about, yes, it's a little cool. It's the 20s, but who cares? It's Chicago. It's winter. We'll be catching fish. It's 40s next week, so don't worry about it. We'll have a good time, okay?
Yeah, we'll have a great time here at the show. And make sure you stop by Chauncey's booth and say hi to him also.
Thank you very much, Rick. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns. The Chicagoland Fishing Expo. January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it! On the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, we're broadcasting from the great, you know, Chicagoland Fishing Expo. But next weekend, oh baby, 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 we could all get up and sing, oh Canada to be, with Jim Crowley. Right, buddy?
I'm doing fine, my friend, but I'm just hoping you're not asking me to sing, because it might be, well, I don't know if it'll be as bad as that, but it'll be close.
I'm not sure what's going on anymore, but hey, Jim, next weekend you're going to be at the All Canada Show in the King County Fairgrounds, and it looks like it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, there's going to be over 100 Canadian lodges. All three shows this year have been sold out. We started in Milwaukee and then Green Bay, and then Chicago, and all three shows for booths were sold out. That's really encouraging. And last year was good shows. We're expecting even bigger crowds this year, you know, as long as the weather cooperates. But it's all Canada, man. It's my favorite shows to work the entire season, and it's because the crowds are awesome. And every time we come to Chicago, it's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to being back in Chicago for this show, because this is when everybody really turns out.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you going to be doing any yarns and legends about fishing?
Yeah, I'll be lying like I usually do. Actually, I've got seminars. I've got seminars Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I won't be there Sunday, but we've got some great seminar speakers. Chase Parsons is back with us
this
year. Sarah and Tyler Trampy have got some great seminars lined up. And then Bud Dixon is going to be doing something on canoeing Canada. So we've got, I think we've got just about every species of fish covered or close to it. And then we're going to be talking canoeing too. And then you've got the shore lunch. There's so many things going on. I think as good as the crowds are going to be last year or were last year, I think they're going to be even better this year. It's pretty packed. We are locked and loaded for Chicago. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh God. Yes, you are. I mean, you know, first of all, Jim's going to be doing a seminar on Thursday of the multi-species lure for Canadian success. Say that, you know, three times quick. Then Tyler Tramp is going to be doing the essentials and electronics for walleye. And then, you know, you're back on to talk about Smallmouth Bass Academy. Do we all get little, what do they call those mortars on our heads to wear when we graduate the academy?
Yeah, I kind of named that after I helped develop a new plastics line for Lure Parts Online called Bass Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, just like a lot of the industry has turned to in the last 5 to 6 years, is a lot of smallmouth stuff. And so that's my favorite fish. And that's what I pursue in Canada a lot. I mean, we had some great pike fishing this year, incredible crappie fishing, insane walleye fishing, best walleye fishing I've ever had anywhere ever in Canada this year. But my favorite fish has always been the smallmouth bass. And we're going to cover some techniques that I know people haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to discuss them. I'm going to show you how to set them up and how to do them, because they were so awesome for us this year, and I think people need to know about it. So that's what's going to be included in the Smallmouth Bass Academy. That one's going to be a lot of fun.
When people come to the All Canada Show, when people come to the All Canada Show, and they're like, well, you know, we've never gone. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. You know, that's okay. Maybe your, you know, uncle, dad, you know, whoever, family member didn't take, you know, there are kids up to Canada, but that doesn't mean you can't go. And there's ways. What's the best way for someone to learn how to go to Canada?
I would honestly say, not being biased, but coming to this show. And the reason for that is I had mentioned that there's 100 lodges and outfitters there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be talking face to face with people. You're not clicking on the internet hoping to get a reply. You're going to be talking to these people. So whatever your budget is, whether it's a drive-in and or you want to go to a fly-in, an outpost, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. There's going to be something there at the All Canada Show. Think about this. That's why this show's been around for over 30 years, because this is without question the best source of information and education when it comes to figuring out what you want to do, planning your next adventure to Canada. One of my favorite parts of the show is the question answer booth that we have set up right in the center of the show, where you can go ask any questions that you want to the All Canada Pro staff there. They're going to have the answers for you right there. They're going to show you how to find it, where to find it, and what to do with the information. I really don't think there's any other show out there that offers that. You get yourself a Labatt or a Labatt Light, walk up to the booth and go, I've never done this before. Where do I start? They'll be able to tell you.
And if you need help with the Labatt Light, you could always stop over at the Chauncey's Great Outdoors booth, and he'll come with you over to the Labatt booth if you need a little help there. You know.
Official taste tester of the All Canada Show.
Yes, of course. But see, that's what I mean. You know, people don't realize that, and Canada isn't just for the boys.
No.
It's not just, okay, me and the boys, we're going to go up to Canada, we're going to, you know, fish, we're going to scratch, we're going to sleep late, let our beards grow for a week. No, it's not that anymore. Yes, you could still do that, guys. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. But families are going up. Groups of women are going to Canada to have fun. And they're catching fish, and they're telling bigger stories than the guys are.
Yeah, the last couple of years, I was actually doing an interview last week, and one of the questions I got, are you seeing more families? And I said, yeah, the last couple of years we have. I expect to see even more this year. But we're seeing a lot more kids at the show, and that's great. And there are so many things that so many lodges do to accommodate families. That's how I first started going to Canada when I was a kid. It was more of a family type thing when we would go to Ontario. And I'm seeing more of that now. It seems that families are getting back to doing things with their kids that involves the outdoor. As far as my line of work, I couldn't be happier. You are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to see the lodges. I was at a lodge last year in northern Manitoba where they really cater to families. And I think one day we were there. There's a campsite at the lodge there, too. And it was Cue Lake Lodge. I think we had 30 kids playing games and doing volleyball and fishing off the dock. And the parents sitting there having an absolute blast. If you're interested in taking your kids to Canada, you're not going to be in a class by yourself. There's a lot of people doing it in a great way for you to build memory with your entire family.
Oh, God, yeah. And I mean, and that's why, you know, I brought it up. It's not just, the boys going out anymore. It's everybody going and having a good time. And these lodges will run, programs for the kids. They'll have a fishing tournament on the pier, for 2 hours or something like that. And, it's like, this is so much fun. And if you want to go get up early and, chase the toothy critter, pike and muskie, or go walleye fishing, that's okay if you want to maybe sleep in till 10 o'clock and then go out. You know what?
Yeah.
That's okay, too.
Yeah, you can find whatever you want. Even getting into the show and getting things. Like this year, I think the adults, to get in, the show is $14. You get a weekend pass. And there's a lot of people in Chicago that come back 2 and 3 days to this show. You get a whole weekend pass for $20. Kids under 17 are free. And on Sunday, my favorite part of this is veterans get in free all day Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday is always packed with the vets. You got free parking. And I think they can even get discount tickets online for like $12. So if you go ahead of time and do that, you can save yourself even more money. We want families there at the show. There's a great thing, is a photo booth there that you can get a picture with a Mountie. You can hug a bear. You can ham it up with your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
There's all, you can do little TikTok and Instagram videos. There's all kinds of fun stuff that the kids can do as well. It's something that they're going to go, hey, Mom and Dad, thanks for bringing us. Plus, they got the shore lunch, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of things to do. There's just a lot of things to do.
Yeah. The adult, as you said, was $12 for a daily pass. And a weekend pass is $20 for an adult weekend pass. And that's good for all 3 days. I mean, you can't go wrong with this, all right?
No, actually, that's good for all 4 days.
Oh, 4 days, I'm
for
sorry.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
it's $14 to get in. But if they get the pass and you come back again, well, it's only $20. And you got free parking, so you're not paying for that.
Right, right. This isn't downtown where you're picking. Let's not even talk about downtown parking. Okay?
Right, right. That's twice the price of the admission.
Yeah.
So, and then if you go online, you can get the discounted tickets for $12. Mm-hmm. And all the kids under 17, and you have a lot of kids in that 8, 10, 12, 14 your range that are going to Canada, well, guess what? They get in the show for free.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get Bud Dixon on the phone so I could talk to him maybe next week about the All-Canada show and how people should come out and enjoy his seminar.
Well, I think that's going to be really cool about Canoa, because I think he was born and raised up there in Ontario.
Mm.
So obviously some great canoeing waters right in his backyard.
Oh, jeez.
Right. And so that is the one thing that I've always loved. I've been going to the All-Canada show for God knows how long and working with and for them for probably a couple decades now. And what I've always liked is this is your number one source of information, where before you leave the door, there is absolutely no reason you should have an unanswered question unless you didn't ask it.
Right. And there's probably some kind of a contest or all kinds of things going on at the show at the same time, right?
Oh, the best one, book it. If you book it, we buy it. So you book a trip at the show. This is the incentive to do that. You book a trip at the show. Somebody's name is going to get drawn out, and the All Canada show is going to pay for that trip.
Whoa.
Yeah. So of all the shows that we do, people who book at the show, just know that once you do that, you are entered, and if your name is drawn, guess what? Your trip gets paid for.
I got to spray some glue on my ticket.
Right, exactly. And the other thing to mention, too, I think, I know for a fact, wildlife artist Anthony Padgett, who's won Ducks Unlimited Artist of the Year, I don't know how many paintings of his I have. I'd say it's probably over a dozen. But he's going to be at the Chicago show as well. Just a lot of... There's just a lot of fun stuff. Oh, and the grand prize trip giveaway. So somebody is going to win an all-inclusive fishing trip for two to Guardian Eagle Resort in Ontario. That trip includes, I think, the charter airfare from Minneapolis or Chicago. Anyway, for two, this trip, total cost, between $10,000 and $11,000. Somebody's going to win that.
Well, I guess I'll go bluegill fishing in the forest preserves. That's a great trip. That's a great trip.
Will be a trip of a lifetime for whoever wins it.
Well, Jim, I wanted everybody. We've been talking with Jim Crowley. I haven't said his name in 12 minutes, but that's okay. I mean, you know, longtime friend, good person. We're going to be together at the Chicago All Canada Show, which is January 30th through February 2nd. It's going to be a great time. You can get tickets at a discount online. That's where you should do it. Save yourself some money. Parking is free. Come on out. Talk to Jim. Sit with me. Let's have a few laughs. Bring the kids. Bring your neighbor's kids, okay? Just so they have they're together. Because you're going to start a group of people that want to go fishing, and it's going to all be kids.
This is your year for families to start their own tradition.
Exactly.
This is the year.
Exactly.
This is the year.
Well, my friend, you have a good trip, and it's good talking to you. And we will see you next weekend, my friend.
Looking forward to it. As I always tell you, my good, good friend, God bless you and all your listeners. I always appreciate talking with you and look forward to seeing you, buddy.
All right. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth 7-Eleven at the Chicagoland Fishing Expo at the Schaumburg Convention Center on January 23rd through the 26th for you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure. To catch them spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and the fall massive lake trout. For more information, call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com for more information.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four. Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Shatchewalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator
and the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over
like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And guess what? Yes, one of Chicago's and the Midwest, and actually the country's favorite bass fisherman, Brandon Polinick, is on the line with me right now to talk about coming to the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. Da, 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 da. That's a bad horn, but it's close enough. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hey, you're coming to town.
I am. I don't know how many times this makes my journey over there, but I've been there a lot since, I think, 2013 might have been my first time.
Yeah.
And I've been there nearly, possibly every year since that they've had the show.
Right, but I will say this to you. You're coming after, but see, you come from, you know, you're coming from Idaho, right?
Correct.
You're used to this cold weather.
Yeah, I think we're actually warmer than most of the rest of the country right now, believe it or not, which is a rare occurrence, but it is nice.
Yes, that's true. But see, this weekend that we're on here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, it's going to be in the upper 20s, so it's a beautiful day. Come on down to the show and check your coats in when you get there and stuff like that. But, you know, you've been, you started fishing the Bassmasters circuit many, many years ago. You know, you're a professional angler to, you're not just a pro angler. You really exude the knowledge of fishing, the skills of fishing, but relating it to people when they walk up to you. Because I have stood to the side and watched you talk to people about more stuff about fishing than I go, where's he getting this information from? I mean, and you go, no, you need to do, that's how you do it. Oh, yeah. And those people catch more fish. I mean, you really, when you come to a show like Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Expo, you're not just sitting there, well, this is how you run this bait through it. You want people to learn to help them fish, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, anytime I come over there, you know, whether it's on the hog trough or talking to people in one of the booths there, I want them to walk away with more knowledge, right? And my hope is that they come back the following year and I'm there and they're able to share stories with me of like, hey, I went and tried this technique that you did, or I made this adjustment and it worked. And I caught more fish, you know, and like, or I caught my biggest bass. Like, those are the stories that I want to hear, you know, the following years. Because I want those people to have that same joy that I get when I catch fish.
Okay. And, I mean, when was have you ever tried to figure out when the first time you went fishing was? How old are you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, my mom was taking me when I was super young, 2-3 years old, backpacking into mountain lakes. I know the first time I was on a bass boat, I was 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when I fell in love with bass fishing.
You said, I want this, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. I mean, and for me, I think I my first, I don't remember not fishing like you. And I remember, you know, there's a stories. We have this, we used to have this fishing called smelt fishing in Chicago where we catch them in nets. And and I was like maybe 2 or 3 years old, and you know, you do it at night. And when my mom, we would all come home, my mother's putting me in my pajamas, and she says, I got to strip search you because you would put fish in your boots and your pockets and your jacket. And then she goes, I don't know how you did it, but you put them under your pillow. And I said to you, why are you doing this? And you just looked at me and said, I want to sleep with the fishies, Mom.
Yeah.
That's when she knew she had a problem. She's, oh God, this is going to be a problem, you know?
No care about the smell.
Yeah. Well, and that's something I think that when you look at bass fishermen, professional bass fishermen, that even that come to the show from different parts of the country. You know, they're in the Midwest, or they're in the Southwest, or they're down in Texas, or they come out of the Southeast and the Carolinas and all the way, that fishing. And, you know, you're coming out of Idaho. I mean, there's a bunch of lakes out there, but it's very different than bass fishing in these other parts of the country, right?
Yeah, we get to see a lot of different conditions in a short amount of time throughout the seasons. You know, our lakes change a lot from month to month.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of keeps you on your toes all the time. But the good thing is that with that, we've got a lot of different, not only conditions, but ways to catch them. You know, we've got dirty water. We've got super clean, clear water where you catch them on drop shots. And then, you know, in the spring, you're catching them on shallow crankbaits and flipping flooded brush and spinnerbaits and swim jigs. And it just, it makes for a really good learning, proving grounds, you know, as I was growing up.
Yeah.
And then I've been able to take a lot of that knowledge and apply it across the country in similar types of situations.
Oh, yeah. And in that same respect, you're seeing more anglers from Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, you know, that are in the tournaments because, as you just said, you're fishing, you know, wait 10 minutes, the weather will get worse, you know?
Yep.
That's the famous line, you know, wait 10 minutes, it'll get worse. And so you're having to change, adapt quicker than these guys that are fishing, you know, the Ozarks or Sam Rayburn or wherever they're fishing, the Delta, because those days run better. They run steadier. They're, you know, you're not having that fluctuation where we get up north. And that's where you have exceeded and gone far beyond many other anglers because you have that ability to say, a little to the left, guys. That's how it's going to work this time. You're able to make that slight change to make it work to catch the fish.
Yeah, exactly. And then I take that knowledge and I share it with everyone that shows up at the show in Chicagoland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. Have you got any new baits that you've been playing with that you kind of like?
There's a few that I can't talk about. that I've been working on in the off season and toward the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some different prototypes and stuff that we're working on that I'm excited about. Hopefully we'll be able to bring those to the show, not this year, but probably the next year
and stuff like that. Yeah. I know Daiwa's come out with a couple new reels and some rods and all kinds of gear that is priced where the common guy can buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you're not looking at a rod and reel that's going to cost you, you know, $900. You're looking at a rod and reel that you can afford that's going to feel good in your hands. And that's one of, because, you know, Dai was one of your sponsors as well as many others that have helped you along the many years.
Yeah, Dai was done a really good job of, you know, it seems like they typically take a technology, they'll, you know, come out with a new technology like the T-Wing system or hyperdrive or something. And they'll put that in their high-end reels. And then as it becomes more prominent, they're able to get the cost down and the manufacturing of it down. And then they're able to put that into their price point reels and where you're able to get, you know, a phenomenal reel at a $200 price point that you otherwise wouldn't have been able to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that's just it. I mean, you know, when you got a company like that that has supported you over the years, but they're also supporting us in keeping it in that range where we can afford more than one of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your golf bag. Well, and I don't have a golf bag, but I get yelled at because I got two fishing rods in there and the guy who, what do they call him? I think the starter. He gets very upset with me when he sees the fishing rods. You know.
Priority.
Well, that's, you know, all. I have been known to take a golf cart on the golf course, cast on at a water hole, lean out the driver's side of the golf cart, and troll the shoreline.
And
that's,
I did.
That's just smart thinking.
And I did catch fish. And I did get the fish, so I'm not complaining about that. Now, you know, a couple of questions. This is me and you. Did you get that elk this year?
I did. Ooh. Yeah, I shot one with my bow in September. So that's what we'll be eating on the road next year.
With your bow?
Yep. Yep, whoa. Shot with my bow at about 7 yards away.
Did you just say seven?
Yeah, that is correct. Seven.
Brandon, they're very large animals.
Yeah, it was about, probably 700-800 pounds, 900 pounds, something like that.
And then you just introduced yourself to them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, welcome.
Hi there. My name's Brandon. Bing! That's cool.
I have a sharp stick.
Yeah, but I have a sharp stick. Well, that's cool. I didn't know you got one this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's one of them on my bucket list. That's one of them. But, you know, it's also not, it's not like whitetail hunting. You are up and down mountains. You're doing ravines and all kinds of stuff to try to get to that spot where you think they're going so you can meet up with them, right?
Yeah. The day I shot that one, our GPS tracker said that between the walking and the e-bikes, I think we did 24 miles.
And tell me that a pro athlete, a pro fisherman is not a pro athlete and could, you know, play a lot of sports, because that's phenomenal. 24 miles in terrain that is not easy. We're not talking walking a flat plane. We're talking up and down 24 miles, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, we didn't have to walk all of it. But even riding the bikes out with fully loaded backpacks, packing the meat out, was pretty miserable. It was painful, but it made it a lot quicker. It didn't make it necessarily any easier.
But it makes it taste a little better, doesn't it?
Oh, it tastes amazing. You appreciate it so much more.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. Well, Brandon, you're coming, like I said, this weekend. You'll be at the Chicago Fishing Tackle Expo in Schaumburg Renaissance Center, Schaumburg Convention Center. And most important, you're going to be up on the hog trough. You'll be at the Daiwa booth. You'll be on the floor walking around. Don't feel, oh, I can't talk to him. You want people to walk up to you. You want people to say hello. If you got kids that they want their photo, take the photo with Brandon. He loves to do that with the kids and even the adults, you know. He wants to be part of your fishing team. And I think when you see him at an expo like this, that's where you really see how cool of a guy Brandon Polinek is. Boy, that was pretty nice of me.
That was nice of you. I wasn't even going to stop you. I was just going to let you keep going.
Yeah, huh? Keep going, man. You're on a roll, Trunks. Keep going. Keep going. Well, Brandon, once again, thanks so much for coming on the air this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season, with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth 7-Eleven at the Chicagoland Fishing Expo at the Schaumburg Convention Center on January 23rd through the 26th for you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure. To catch them spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and the fall massive lake trout. For more information, call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com for more information.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns. The Chicagoland Fishing Expo. January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, broadcasting from the Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Expo. Yee-haw, come on down. Oh, man, there's so much fun. Bring the kids, friends, everybody. You're going to have so much fun. Please, please, please come out here. Let's just go crazy. Okay, we talked so much about things at the show with Brandon and Mr. Crowley for the up-and-coming All Canada show that we're running out of time. So, but you know what? We got to get the Aiden Fishing Report, which is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He says, Papa, we got hit with lake effect snow. Boy, did we get hit. We're getting 8 to 10 inches every day, so we have not gone out on the roads because it's too dangerous and Mom would yell at us. We will be out on Sunday because they say it's going to be better, and I want to get another mess. That's what he wrote, another mess of fried bluegills. They were really good. Oh, I ate them all. Sorry. Thanks, kid. You have to come up and fish with me to get your plate. Ha, ha, ha. Your hockey star and pro fishing angler in training, Aiden. Well, Aiden, I just want to say thank you very much for that. But on the fishing front, everybody, I mean, the Chain of Lakes has given up a lot of fish. Stripers, crappies, bluegills, walleye, a lot of areas, the channels. There's so many places on there that are giving them up. Chaboneau's given up places. We've got good ice. Who knows how long we're going to have good ice, but there's a lot of activity there. Some people are fishing the harbors in Chicago for perch. Going out, remember, have your perch dock permit so you don't get a ticket from the police or conservation officer. But, that activity is going on over there. We're seeing some activity up north. Green Bay has been doing fantastic. Also, Big Green Lake has been producing some nice fish. We're seeing some northern pike coming out of Delton Lake on tip-ups with a nice big shiner or just a big golden roach, and they're ripping them. They're hitting that thing and just, oh, yeah. Oh, that gets the heart. Ba-da-ba-boom, ba-da-boom, bum-boom. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm not kidding you. But, you know, I mean, there's lots of good fishing going on. Let's not pass that up. But you know what? We only get the Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Expo once a year. And there are great deals from your favorite local bait shop there to a gentleman that's got these bins full of very nice tackle from, he's from Grand Rapids area, and he was at the Tinley show, and he's got a lot of stuff. I found some great bargains from swivels, hooks, and all kinds of things, so please remember that. The Illinois DNR has got, you know, 400 rainbow trout that want to eat. And the kids are catching lots of them, lots of them. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then your favorite clubs are there, your musky club, your crappie clubs, your fishing clubs, bass fishing clubs. I mean, they're all there. So let's come out, let's have some fun, and just enjoy the time while you're out there. And don't forget, bring the kids by my booth, because we're playing the, you know, what's the state fish, mammal, bird, stuff like that, and they win some Mardi Gras beads that look just like a fish, and the kids are having fun there. And of course, the seminar schedule, Brandon Polinick, Zona, it just keeps going on, the great names of the fishing community that are here to talk to us about fishing. Like I said, it's a great time. It's going to be good weather, 40 degrees on today. It's going to be, you know, for another 40 degrees on Sunday. So let's not even think about not going. Let's just pack up the car, pack up the kids, and let's go to the Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Expo. Because you know what? You're not going to be sorry. You're not going to be sorry at all. Okay, we did that. We got that. I'm just trying to make sure we covered as many things as possible with all of our great... next week we will be at the All Canada Show in Kane County, Illinois. That's right. And we've got a great interview. We're going to sit down and talk with Bud Dixon, who is a gentleman who started long time ago with his company, Canoe Canada, back to the days of the old International Amphitheater. Whoa. Are we talking old days? We're talking the old days. But he's young in heart, and he's a great person to talk to. You cannot miss that interview. I'm looking forward to doing it with him. I'm just excited about it. Okay, we got that. Please remember, if you're going to go out on the ice, have your ice creepers, because we don't want you to, you know, slip and fall and hurt yourself. Always check the ice. Oh, I don't care if you see people out there, you need to check the ice, because it could get thin very quickly. And then what do? You have to call one of our first responders, and they have to come out and risk their lives to make sure you're okay. And since my daughter's a first responder, I don't want anybody to call her up. You know, don't put my daughter's life in jeopardy. You know, just use your common sense. That's all it is. But really, come on out to the Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Expo. Super deals. Oh, my God. I caught. Really. So many good things I saw there. Okay, well, I think I've done everything I can for today's show, and I'm hearing the flute kicking in. So I have a Native American quote from my friend Apensui Majuat. He said, Mother Nature has laid a blanket of white over herself and ice to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring, when the circle of life begins anew. Mother Nature has laid a blanket of white and ice over herself to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring, when the circle of life begins anew. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. Bring them to the sports show. Start a new tradition. You gotta love it. We'll see you there, everybody. Take care.